equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan Post, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka, Moccasins, and Stetson Hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Covetousness, things, is about who you are, what you carry. What you carry will impact the ground or the earth you walk on. All of creation is waiting for a manifestation of sons. And Jesus made the statement, "The works that I do, ye shall do also. And even greater works shall you do." But you know what we have to do? We got to deal with the soul realm, our mind, our will, our emotions, how we talk, what we allow to occupy our thought life. Amen. We have to deal with all that. And you've been given authority. You've been given power. Amen. To cast down imaginations. Not entertain them. Cast them down. Stop embracing fear. Kick fear in the butt. Amen. Stop embracing foolishness and all this stuff, all this oppressive stuff. Just walking around all bent over, looking down at me. No, lift your eyes up. Rebuke the enemy. Get the enemy. Push the enemy back. Amen. Use your words. Amen. Put your foot down. The devil will respond to you. Amen. Tell somebody it's time to believe. Time to trust Him like never before. Our current capacity of faith must increase. God's going to increase your nets. Don't get anxious. Listen, don't get anxious over stuff like this. Don't be troubled over things like this. Rest. The corn of wheat's got to fall in the ground and die. I ain't got to get it. I got to let Him rise on the inside of me. I got to receive. I've got to allow Him to bring that potential into me, to stir, you know, to stir things in my spirit. There are times you just decide, and God says, I do too. When you decide, you know, I decree this in Jesus' name, the Lord said, I do too. What you bind on earth is bound. Heaven will back it. Notice He said whatever is bound on earth. He didn't say whatever is bound in heaven is bound. No, He said whatever is bound on earth. But whatever you bind on earth, whatever you loose on earth, the heavens will loose it. They'll back you up. Amen. That's why I said no weapon formed against you can prosper. If God is for you, who can be against you? Amen. Amen. Doesn't matter how many, how much, or how long. When your appointment comes, it's your time. And I'm here to tell you tonight, it's your time. Amen. It's your time. It may not be this moment, but it's your time. It may be tomorrow, but it's your time. It may be next week, but it's your time. It may be a month from now, but it's your time. Somebody shout, it's my time. Your current capacity of faith is going to change. I talked to my wife about this a lot, and I know she agrees with me. Last time we rode business class, you know, you to fly a lot. You know, when you do business class, you don't have to get in the line with everybody. And we have global entry, so coming in and out, we don't have to get in the lines anyway. You know, sometimes 5-6 flights come in at once, come from out the country. You got lines, you know, you've been on 15-20 hour flight, and now you got to stand in line. Not with global entry. Someone in the church blessed us with it. All you do is go to the kiosk, put your passport in there. They ask you a couple questions. You answer no. It takes a little snapshot of you, gives you a receipt, and then you walk down the aisle where ain't nobody. Ain't nobody. Then you go down to where you pick up your luggage. Ain't nobody down there yet. Luggage ain't even got down there yet. Then when you get your luggage, you go in the global entry line and just hand them your ticket and you out. While everybody else is standing in line. When we rode, I told my wife. Because, you know, when God triggers something in you, and this wasn't prideful or anything like that. We, of course, we always enjoy it when we do business class. But this one particular time, it's like, I told her, I said, you know what? This is me. Now, some of y'all will catch what I'm saying. I don't mind riding in the cattle car. I've ridden on planes in the back, right next to the restroom. Back there where they making all the noise and something rattling. Baby. I've ridden on buses in Mexico. God is my witness. They let the children do what they had to do in the middle of the floor. No regard for it. Where chickens running around up under you, goats, all kind of stuff, stanky goats. Long rides, not no half an hour, 8 hour rides. No deodorant on the whole bus. No, I don't mean that in a facetious way, it's for real. Hallelujah. Tell me what God won't do to mold you and shape you. Amen. But my point here is this. When you see things, it's not prideful. It's just people have problems with you when you know who you are, or when God. Sometimes people have problems with you, but when they get to know you, they'll realize, wait a minute, that sister's humble for real. She loved God. Y'all misjudging her. But see, God ain't gonna let everybody see you. He ain't gonna let everybody get to you. He got you hidden for a reason.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.